We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words of Tezvav Amud Beis. The Gemara Machlekes, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, if Parutz Ka'imid is Mutter or Asa. Parutz Ka'imid means there's an amount of Mechitza, the same amount as the open space, that even exactly equal. That's Machlekes. If it's Parutz, if it's Aymed Meruba, it's Pasha, it's good. Parutz Meruba is no good. Parutz Ka'imid is Machlekes. Rav Papa says Mutter, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua says it's no good. Tashima. We're talking a raya from a brisa. Shiara shechonza bika. There was this caravan that they landed up in a bika, an open space with no mechitzas. Vikifua, and they made a mechitza v'gemalim with camels. Like we said in the Mishnah, it has to be tied if you want to use camels. Ba'uchvois, I take a saddle. Ba'avitim, that's the pillow that's under the saddle. It shouldn't scratch the animal's back. B'shlifim, use packages. Bekonim, store like reeds. Ba'kolchois, that stalks of vegetables. This he made a mechitza all around. Metaltel and besoichay. You let him metaltel inside it, inside this mechitza. Ovach lo yehi ben gomel le gomel, kimeloi gomel. You have to make sure between camel to camel is not the width of a camel that's open. Oven ukav lo ukav, kimeloi ukav. Oven ovit lo ovit, kimeloi ovit. Between the pillow to pillow, there's no open space that's equal to that. So what do you see? You see if you have equal space open to mechitza, it's no good. So it's a kasha. Rav Papa said parutz goyim is mutter. Here also we're talking about where the space is more open than exactly the size of a gomel, and therefore oramak could be paritz meruva la'omer. It'll be more open space than mechitza, because if something goes in easily in and out, it must be it's not exactly the same size as the gomel, it's a little bit more. And if it's that big, then it's a problem because it's more parrots than Aymed. But of course, parrots, Kramer, Kura, Papa, or Yimutter, it's not a kasha from this brisa. Toshima. Now we're going to have a brisa, which is Gans Mefurish, it sounds like, that a kasha on one of these Mandi Amrim. This brisa is talking about the following brisa my client. The loch is that if you want to plant, let's say, vines, wine, you know, geffen, which is grapes, next to Zeraim, which is like grains or tefuah. If you make a mechitza in between, you could plant right next to the mechitza. So we're talking about such a mechitza between kalayim. And the Braitza says, this is Tesefta, says, Nimtzezat o'imresh, shalosh midois b'mechitzais. We are going to show in this Braitza, there are three levels of mechitzas, which really means, like the Ritual explains, three levels of mechitzas means three levels in mechitzas, where you have a shayla of parutz goymid, oymid meruba, parutz meruba. There's three levels in that sugya of parutz meruba and oymid meruba. Inside of them, shloisha midas mechitzas. Kol shu pachos mishloisha. If the breaches in the fence are less than three, and the atz mechitza is less than three. Kol shu pachos mishloisha. If the mechitza itself are less than three, those are the poles, the konim. If this fence is made out of different beams that are less than three tefachim wide, these pieces of wall are less than three tefachim wide, then the only way it will work is if you have, no, one of the ways it would work is if you have less than three tefachim between these boards, it'll work even if it's parutz meruba in this case. What's the reason? Because you have lavud. So even if it be parutz meruba, it'll be more open space than beams, it'll still be good because you have lavud. When you have with the three tefachim, what?
Where do you see that from here?
Where do you see? You don't see that, but you don't see that it has to have ayman meruba. You're right, you don't see that, but that's how it is. You'll see from later on the brisa that it speaks out, you have to have ayman meruba, or it shouldn't be parutz meruba at least. Here it doesn't say anything. Here, as long as you have with the three tefachim, in every case it'll work. That's what's mashma. As long as you have three tefachim in between, it'll work. That means even by parutz meruba will work because it's working with lavud. And it throws another few words here. It says, kadesh lo yizdaker hagdiyah v'asroj. It has to be with less than three tefachim. The breaches have to be less than, the openings have less than three tefachim. And in order that a kadesh shouldn't stick his head in easily. Now, the Ritva speaks out on this also, that this is the shear, why how they came up the shear lavud. She loves Lachal Mashma Sinai, but it could be you have to know exactly how many tefachim it is. It could be that was maybe the Chazal did it. And the revart was, if a Gedi gets his head through it, it can't be loved. The time for the sheer love it is because it's enough space. When it's three tefachim, it's enough space for a Gedi to stick his head through it. And if it's less, a Gedi can stick his head through it. That's why there's loved. So that's beams that are within loved. Now, Kol Shu Shloisha, if these walls are 3 tefachim wide, umeshlois arabot until 4 tefachim wide, between 3 and 4 tefachim. Then you have these halachas already of, now already you have, and you'll see a second if it's his lover or not. Tzarech shlo yeh bein zeh lezeh kimaluyeh. Then it can't be between them kimaluyeh, the same size as the width of those beams. Kedei shlo yeh paratz ka'imid. That means if you have a beam between 3 tefachim and 4 tefachim, it shouldn't be between them like its own size. Why? If you have space in between them like its own size, it'll be parutz ka'imid. V'im ha'ya parutz meruba la'imid. And if it's parutz meruba la'imid, af k'neged ha'imid asa. So what it's saying over here is that you can't have, sounds like parutz ka'imid, then it says parutz, then also it says parutz meruba. So the Gemara will talk about that. But what it's saying is like this: when you have a beam that's wide between 3 and 4 tefachim, if there's a problem of parutz, then it's no good at all. The whole thing's no good. If it's oimid ruba, it's good. We're coming to set you up for the third level. On the third level, we'll see there's a ma'ilah of having the omid itself. Let's see the third level. This level is very simple, like we understand. It's between 3 and 4. If it's kemeluyoy, it's a problem. Either because parutz kerem is aser, or it ends off that parutz mortem ruba is aser. This theory is one line to the next. Read inside again. It says shlei bein zeh lezeh kemeluyeh shlei parutz ka'imid v'im hayu parutz meruba la'imid afkan negedo ha'imid aser. Okay. The third level is right now. Kol shu dalav, once these walls are wide 4, u'ma'abad es ha'amos, from 4 to 10 amos, tzoruch shlei bein zeh lezeh kemeluyeh. You shouldn't have in between the kemeluyeh shlei parutz ka'imid. It shouldn't be parutz ka'imid. V'im hayu parutz ka'imid. Now comes the chiddush. If parutz ka'imid, where it's no good for the mechitza, still, keneged ha'imid mutter. Keneged ha'paretz also. Once the wall reaches 4 tefachim wide, it has a chashivas, and you let it plant keneged ha'imid, and not keneged ha'paretz. Now, the Rishonim speak out, this holding is only by Kalayim. Of course, by Shabbos, there's no such thing as keneged ha'imid as a ma'ilah. But in Kalayim, there's a ma'ilah of a 4 tefachim wide wall. There's a ma'ilah of that, because it has a chashivas, and there you can plant against that. You can plant next to that. But if it's a parutz ka'imid, the rest of the mechitza is no good. If it would be oimid meruba, vim haya oimid meruba, the parutz of rice says vayta, af keneged ha'paretz is mutter. Then keneged ha'paretz is mutter. So those are three levels in parutz meruba. So what we said is three levels like this, that the three levels are like this. The first level is that even if it's parutz meruba, it works, because you have lavan. The next level is that parutz meruba is no good, and not only parutz meruba is not good, even keneged ha'oimid is not good. That's level two. Level three is parutz meruba breaks up the mechitza, but keneged ha'oimid is mutter by kalayim list, because it's 4 tefachim wide. So those are three levels. And now the bris ends up a few klolim. When you have oimid meruba that it works, nifritz of yoisim ha'esa also. If you have a breach more than 10 amis, it's also, it's too big. Another halacha that we had before, actually, ha'yusham konim hadir konim. You had these konim, these poles stuck in the ground. That's a very good question. So Rashi's mashma that Rashi's a very good question. I'll try to get past that. But Rashi's mashma, if you look at the end of Rashi, Dir Maskal Va'ad Eser, Rashi's mashma, the words say, the end of that Rashi, Mitzar Kuloi. That's what it says. It sounds like the whole thing is awesome. But look at Taisus Hashanim. I don't know where you have your Taisus Hashanim on your page. A lot of them are on the side. He says, V'li nirid le mitzah k'negad ha'pirtza. Kivin da'ava oimed choshev k'way parz meru le'imed k'negad ha'imed. So it seems like Taisus Hashanim is learning Rashi not like that. But instead, Taisus Rosh learns Rashi like a Taisus Hashanim. That k'negad ha'imed is mutter. So it's not clear. That's why I didn't speak it out, because it's not a clear thing. Pastors connect with Amish Mutta, because the mindset was actually worse than Parutz Meruba. Esam is worse than Parutz Meruba. Therefore, it's a good question, but it would be connected Mutta, yeah. Hoyusham Konim Hadr Konim. If you have these poles stuck on the ground, Va'oslam Payam Amayla, you made a string from one to another. I fill up a Yoysim Esam Mutta. Even then, Beginim Esam Mutta. This is, we had this before. So, for sure, Gabi Klaim Lakuli Alma. A tzuras of Pesach bigger than ten is mutter. We had by Shabbos is machlokes, but legavi this the kuli alma it's mutter. Zok the Gemara, ketani mias, reisha megimel va'adalad. So akvonim, that's the end of this bright tesefta in Masechtas Kalayim. That's this tesefta, ad kana tesefta. So we're back. We remember we're middle sugya parts goimid or papa or hunbe reshua. Ketana Mios Reisha, the Reisha says, which is really the second level. Remember, we have three levels. The second level, it said, Megimel Va'ad Dalet, Ovach Lohei Ben Zel Ezek Kemaluyoy. It says, Megimel Va'ad Dalet is fine, as long as you don't have an even amount in between. Tiyofsudara Papa, it's a kasha on Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Oyim Parash Kerem is Mutter. Here it says, it's Osir. Again, here it means vashi is meluya means in a very, very, you know, bigger. That's it's nichas v'yaitze. It's a little bit wider. It's very berafchus the opening. Hachinam istavra, like we said, the next line is steered to this. Hachinam istavra, because the Brisa says mektanim ha'yeh parutz v'ruba loymid hakanag loymid aser haka oymid baruch bika oymid v'mutter shema minah. So you see, taka in the second level, what it means to say. Paritz kemaluya, it really means a little bit more, because the fear is always, when paritz meruba, it's no good. You can't do connected ayimit. So you see, we're talking about paritz meruba. So the second level, really, it started off being a kasher rav papa, it ends up being a raya to rav papa. So frank the gemara, let me have to have tuf to the rav huna, b'rei reshua, maybe a kasher or huna b'rei reshua. Amalach, so Rav Yeshua says, l'tameich, aim is safer. The third level is for sure a raya to me. All the parts of the sefer is right to me. We also say in the sefer, "Am I oimid meruba al haparitz? Af kenegad haparitz mutter. If I'm meruba al haparitz, af kenegad haparitz mutter. Even kenegad haparitz mutter. Haba kaparitz, but if it could be kaparitz, it'd be also. And even more than that, if you look at the sefer inside, it says mefurish that if it'll be, it says lashon haparitz ka oimid kenegad oimid mutter kenegad haparitz also. It says mefurish. You don't even need a diak. I don't know why he says the diak. He says my meruba al haparitz, af kenegad haparitz mutter, haba kaparitz also. That's the, he makes a deal. Because first, the Brisa is my first. When parts ka'imed, k'negad mutter. I guess you don't want that one to be such a big raya, because then you can say it's nichnas v'yaitze. But this is a little bit more of a raya, because it says, if it's meruba, then it's k'negad parts is mutter. Haka parts is also. So, the sefer kasha are papa, and reisha kasha are meshua. Each one have a raya to themselves, and a kasha from the other part. The sefer is extra are papa, and the reisha is a kasha are meshua. So, how's the Gemara answer? So, Gemara is going to get out of all of it. Say for our papa like Kasha, because he'll say, I did on a ratio, parrots, meruba, loimid, because we know, according to our papa, we need parrots, meruba to make it no good. Tana, say for oimid, meruba, parrots. I got that, it says, say for oimid, meruba, parrots. Really, parrots, meruba is enough to make it puzzle, make it not a good machitza. I did say for his master with Afka, but oimid, meruba, just I got the ratio. But I've heard of Rabbi Yeshua, like Kasha, say the opposite. I did by the Mr. Say for oimid, meruba, parrots. Tana, ratio, parrots, meruba, loimid. So they each saying is Agav the other thing, Al Kaponim, we're still sticking with a machlekes, Rav Papa holds Paras Kerem is Mutter, Rav Huna Meshuv Paras Kerem is Aser, and they both could say that one part of Brisa is Lav Dafka, Agav the other part of Brisa. But the Gemara is going to have a different question. The Gemara is going to taina that, I'll speak it outside first, because then it'll be easy to read it inside. We had three levels. The first level were boards less than 3 tefachim wide. The next level was 3 to 4. And what was the difference? Because in the second level, from three to four, that already wasn't a shaila of lava. There, you went into the parts ka'imid, the parts kamaluya shailas. So the question is, the fear of Huna Brei Yeshua, you could really say like this. Anything that's any board that's less than 3 and 3, it's only mutter by pachas mishloisha. Only mutter by pachas mishloisha. We understand anything that if the board is less than 3, we said a chiddush that anything, if its board is less than 3, so pachas mishloisha, it's good. We could have put the 3 into that category also, because there also always be pachas mishloisha. Because if it would be shloisha, the breach. It would be parts kaimed. So it's a little bit different reason. One reason is because of lava that needs parts shloisha, and 3 itself that's parts kaimed. That you could have put 3 in the first level. The first level could have said a kol shehu 3 and less. It has to be less than 3. It would have fit into the words. Very good. Anything that's 3 and less, it has to be less than 3. And then from a little more than 3, you know, 3 plus to 4, then they're saying it's a kimaluya is aser, and even connected oimed is aser. And then it goes to the next level 4. But so if you have Huna Rav Shua, holds parts garments also, you could have put 3 in the first level. So that's the beginning of Mara's Kasha. Let's read it inside. Bishlam le Papa, Mishum Hachi le Arav Luvatana Luhu. We understand why we didn't put 3 itself together with the first level, because 3 itself, if you don't need less than 3. 3 is also good. A breach of 3 is good also, because parts garments mutta. Ela Huna Rav Shua, le Arvindu ve Lesnuhu. You should put it together and read it like this. Kol shu pachos mishloisha, any less than three, vishloisha, and three itself. Tzarech shlo yeh bein zeh lezeh, shloisha. It should be between them, shloisha. So why didn't it say like that? What? What? Because Rav Papa, it doesn't be less than three. Three is good also. Because exactly even is good. Paras ko'em is mutter. So you couldn't say no. So you can, the first level has to be less than three. That was saying lavud. So you can't say you have to say pakas shloisha. Lavud only pakas shloisha. And here it comes shloisha. But according to him, pakas any pakas shloisha as paras ko'em. So it should have said three there. And for the Gemara, something that we learned when we said it over. Teretz is mishum deli dombi psula the reisha psula the seifa. It wouldn't be exact. Even if you said three, it would be different din. Because the psul won't psul be parts go, I mean the psul will be out no lover. Lodom psul the ratio, psul the sefer. Psul the ratio, kdesha is dakar, gdi vas achas. Psul the ratio is because if the gdi get his head through it, it's no lover. Psul the sefer, shall be parts go, I mean. The psul of the sefer is, that shouldn't be parts go, I mean. So it's the number three itself is a different type of psul. If it's a different type of psul, then the loch is. It could have fit into the words, but it's, they don't want to put it together because it's a different type of soul. It's a soul of parat ka'imit. So, let's continue in with this brisa. Let's continue with the brisa. The brisa said that different things. Once it said pakas meshloisha is lovin, and until later on in the brisa that something that's four has a chashivas. And the Gemara named on that only time four has a chashivas, only fear of Shimon and Gamil holds no love by four. That's the Gemara assumed. That's the base of the Gemara's kasha. Pachos Mishloisha Mani Rabboni. Who's the man, the Omar, who says, Kol Shu Pachos Mishloisha, that is loved, that's the Rabbana, not of Shimon and Gamil. We had before, Shimon and Gamil, we had a few times, he holds loved's four tvachim. So Pachos is money rabbanon. Dari Pachos is learning loved. Shloisha learning loved. But with three, you don't see loved. Ema seifa. It says koshu shloisha. Mishloisha v'ada ba. Anything that's three and three to four. There's no milo of kenegad amid. Once you get to four, it's kenegad amid. So it sounds like there's something about four better than three. Also mshimim gamil. The amah Pachos ma'arba loved. The rabbana mishloisha v'arba. Shloisha v'arba chadu. What's the difference between three and four? Three and four, one thing. There's no difference. So Abaya is going to say a terrorist that you're thinking. Oma Abaya. Midirash Rabbanon, that love is only three, safe and I'm Rabbanon. Aye, what's the Milo for? Omoidir Rabbanon, the Chol Lemishra Kenegdai, to be Materit Kenegad. We said by Kalai, not by Shabbos. You Mater Kenegad a wall of four. So Yika Mokim Arba'a Choshev. If it's four Tvachim, it's Choshev, Eloy Le Choshev. Even Rabbanon agree that Gabi Mokim Choshev is the idea of four Tvachim. Gabi Lover is three, but Gabi Mokim Choshev, four Tvachim, it's not a Kasha. Rav doesn't say the opposite. Rav Am Sefer of Shimon Gamil, and the Sefer that was saying there's a Maila of four talking must of Shimon Gamil. The Reisha says that when you have a fence with Konim, it has to be less than love in between, less than three in between. So it has a ship of Shimon Gamil. The most is a very important side. Reisha of Shimon Gamil. V'chi Amr of Shimon Gamil, Amir Lavud, what if Shimon Gamil say Lavud, Hanamil Lamaila? That's only Lamaila, only on top. Avalamata, where a Gedi could walk through it, Havle mechitza shagdi and boykaboy loy amri lovad. It's gedisha. It's a place shagdi and boykaboy, but loy amri lovad. And we had this before on Daf Yudalad on base. Also, we had this idea where you're putting a lechi next to a mavi, a little further than a mavi. If you go through it, gedi go through it. Even Shimon Gamil agrees that there's no lovad. The whole din of Shimon Gamil that you have lovad is only gedi can't walk through it. But if gedi can walk through it, even Shimon Gamil is masking that the shear of lovad is three.